Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it
the body punching? I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there.
You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing, you were taking those punches.
Down deep in LC Productions.
Making woman dances like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're back with another spontaneous episode, rumor mill edition. We got quotes from the big fight with Errol Spence and Ocampos, and he's got some news for us. I mean, when asked about possible opponents, he said he'd much rather face a guy like Jesse Vargas instead of what seems to be his new mandatory creeping up on him, Udani Ulgas, who's trained by Ismael Salas, former trainer of Jorge Linares. We've spoken about Udani Ulgas around here for some time. And just Sunday, me and Matt debated about where he's at in the rankings and when he will get that possibility. So this is what we're going to be talking about here. Errol Spence versus Jesse Vargas. Spence calls out Jesse. Do you guys like this as his next fight? Do you buy this or do you sell it? What's your thoughts on Spence saying, look, I have to face Ulgas when he becomes the mandatory. I would much rather face the big names in the division. With Danny being tied up with Porter, Thurman being out, Jesse's the biggest name left. What are your thoughts?
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson.
From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. Now, when the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, hipsters here, haters beware. And I actually love this matchup. I know some people may not like it. Some people may think it's a wash. But when it comes to the realistic options out there for an Errol Spence, this is probably the biggest fight for him. A realistic one, a one that can also draw in the Texas market. If it's not a Jesse Vargas, then it's only, a few people that it could be that could still help sell out a hometown arena for Jesse Vargas. Love the matchup. Can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers. Remember, call 1-425-569-5241 or at Nestor Gibbs on Skype.
Since you went there, what sort of a bump? Oh, he walks away as I ask him a question. I was going to ask him, and I asked my listeners anyway. I asked the listeners while we wait on you to go do whatever you got to do. What sort of a bump do you think Earl gets in ticket sales, in viewership, now that it will be Jesse instead of Ocampos? How many extra tickets? There's 12,604 tickets were sold, and they're calling that a sold-out event. Does Jesse cross him into the 20,000? Do they do 16? How much more of a bump is Jesse? Is it worth the paycheck that Jesse's going to receive? Do you like this matchup? Or is it right on par with that Terrence Crawford, Amir Khan rumor mill show? I don't know. Matt, where do you lie with this?
I like the matchup. In terms of drawing and helping out in the hometown or in the Dallas area, it may not make him sell more tickets, but may make him sell tickets for a higher price. Absolutely. It's a better billing. It's Jesse Vargas is at least a former champion of some sort. I don't know if he was ever a legit 140-pound champion, but I do remember him being a regular WBA champion, and that's often been promoted as a regular champion at times. So I think it's just a much easier matchup to sell to a wider audience. Much better than Ocampo for sure. And if it's not Jesse, I know a name that was mentioned on an earlier show was Omar Figueroa. In terms of pure drawing ability in the Texas market, that might beat it. But Jesse's obviously, I think, a better opponent at this point in time than Omar.
I don't know how much better Vargas is than Omar. I mean, Omar at least is undefeated. I know Atlas has coined this phrase, when you're undefeated, you don't know how to lose. So at least he brings that to the ring, and mixed with the activity, high activity. He likes that Errol Spence style. Now, the thing would be, can he take the punches of Errol Spence? Because Figueroa really takes a lot of damage throughout his fights. Does he want to do that? Does he want to go in that type of war with a Spence?
And I'll put this way. I mean, shout out to Teddy Atlas for always making great quotables, but you can be undefeated and lose just as easy as a guy with losses on his resume. We've seen guys that are undefeated get iced in one round with one shot, a la Lubin, who was highly touted, and people like me thought he was a top 10 opponent. But no, you can still get caught with a shot and get knocked out, especially by a heavy hitter like a Errol Spence. I think Jesse and Omar probably get finished against against a Errol Spence. Errol Spence is just that guy right now. He's a guy that's going to knock out people. But I think Jesse's just a, like you said on earlier show, more durable. I think he's a little more durable than Omar. I think his face holds up a little bit better than Omar, even though Jesse's face doesn't hold up that great either.
I mean, I never remember Omar's face bleeding, but really quick, let me just interrupt with some super chat love. Earlier show, we didn't give any love to Igloo for shouting out Eric Cruz on a super chat. Then we got B. Paulie, obviously, super chat king, saying hashtag TBV for the win. And another super chat saying that first round KO will increase the number in the fight with Jesse. And I think that means that if he fights Jesse, he'll keep increasing first round KOs. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I could see it happening. But I wouldn't be betting money on Earl to get a first round knockout over Jesse.
Well, it's I'm not going to say it's like super easy to predict like when a knockout's going to happen, but you can sort of predict when roughly it's going to happen. With Ocampo, I knew it was going to be early because Spence finished a guy like Lamont Peterson in round 7. So theoretically, it has to be at least rounds earlier than round 7. Jesse's better than Ocampo. I don't know if people rank him better than a Lamont or is more durable than Lamont, but I could see a 5-7 round finish for that fight, you know, with Errol Spence finishing him to the body, just beating him up, and, you know, somebody just not being able to take that shots. And, you know, no shots at Jesse for this, but Earl's a tough guy, and Earl hits harder than probably anyone in that division pound for pound right now.
I agree, man. I agree. This is why I said if the shoe were on the other foot and Khan was being offered up for an opponent for Earl, I would love to see how the public reacts to that. But where else do we go? No possible opponents, because if it isn't Vargas, it sounds like Urdani Ulgas is going to get a shot. And Earl himself said, we should get the quotes, because Earl himself says a win over Ulgas does nothing at all for his legacy.
He said, Ugas is a good fighter, but like I said, I want big names. I mean, if I was looking at somebody, Jesse Vargas would be in front of Ugas. So like I said, I'm looking for big names. I'm looking for ex-world champions and guys that I can build my legacy on. Not that Jesse Vargas is necessarily that guy, but he's definitely a lot better than Ugas for that. And that's clear. Shout out to B. Paul again saying, no, Ness, that first round KO will increase the money and ticket sales. Especially if it's Dallas again.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Could he knock out Jesse in the first? That's
not happening.
Tall task, man. Bradley couldn't do it. Pacquiao couldn't do it. Broner couldn't do it. Saddam Ali couldn't do it. Man, that's that. There's others, but you got to be a hardcore, like Lucky Boy Amatoso, Khabib Adekurdiev, Anton Novikov, Antonio DeMarco, you know? Nobody could do it. You want to really go in the well, Aaron Herrera, Aaron Martinez.
Steve. I mean, let's be honest, that none of those guys are a prime Errol Spence.
No.
But again, I'm not arguing for first-round knockout. That's not happening.
Listen, I'm going to make a case for that as strongly as I can, because my whole argument on the last episode was durability. And I think that Jesse brings that. Now, Jesse brings durability for a Crawford. For Earl, I don't see him going past 4 to 5. I'll say 4-6.
If you're going to fight at Earl Spence, you need to do something that Spence is not good at. And Jesse Vargas's only style of fighting is get on the inside and throw combinations. That is the exact wrong thing you can do with Earl Spence. Same with Carlos Ocampo. Like, that was Carlos Ocampo's only style of fighting. That's why I knew it was not going to last long and why it was going to be an early win for Earl Spence, because Spence excels on the inside phone booth in exchanging mid-combination. He is probably one of the best boxers in the game right now at that. It doesn't look it, but he is. He is exceptional at it.
I can't wait to see that fight because
which one, the Vargas and Spence?
Not even. Earl and Crawford. Oh, I think I'm already going Crawford.
Whoa. I mean,
excuse me, Spence. I was watching the Spence fight during the break with Ricky Burns. And he fought that fight a lot on the outside. He picked his shots because Burns seemed to be the bigger man, longer ranger. You know, he was going over to another country. I think he moved up in weight.
Yes. I don't know if he moved up.
And all that's going to be a factor. Now, the difference between Earl and Ricky Burns is a shitload. A shitload. Not to mention that every single time Crawford senses danger, he switches to southpaw, so he is a southpaw. Who knows more about being a southpaw than Crawford? Earl Spence. Just saying. Just saying. If you're watching this right now, you're coming into the live stream, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets me and Matt know that you enjoy these continuous back-to-back live streams, spontaneous shows, morning shows. So hook us up and hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. We're going to go out to some callers and find out from you guys just how you feel about this entire rumor mill, these quotes from Earl Spence at the post-fight press conference. The number to call in if you want to voice your opinion is 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. Don't forget to add Nestor Gibbs on Skype if you want to call in internationally or absolutely free by downloading the Skype mobile app on both Android and iPhone.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to Edward in Alabama, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on? My thoughts on the matchup is if it's something he's trying to do in the next 4 months just to keep fighting, then I'm cool with it. Because all the other names, like you said, they're all tied up. I think maybe, what do you say, Uzek or how you say his name, maybe he can go out and get a fight against a bigger name and maybe make the, you know, more worth Spence's legacy. Because right now, besides the guy, I seen him fight on PBC one time, I don't really know much about the guy. If the purpose is to try to sell more seats, you know, I mean, I hate to recycle a fighter, but maybe he should fight a Victor Ortiz. I mean, that dude can do a million on TV with Devin Alexander. Then there you go. If you want to add more seats and, you know, more people into the fights or stuff like that. But I'm on this matchup. Like I said, if it's something for him to keep fighting, if it's something for him just to keep fighting so we don't have to sit around and do the six-month thing, because I don't think Spence is going to do that. He's going to want to fight in the next 3 months, 3-4 months. So that's not a perfect matchup for him. He can go in there and get into a brutal fight, and then everybody, you know, it raises profile a little bit. So, yeah, I'll definitely be watching. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a nice day.
Edward, thank you as always. Well, Spence is definitely fighting. He made it known that he's going to fight 3 times this year. That's why he's already lining up this one. Now, he just doesn't want it to be Urdani Urgas. He's looking for big names. Yes. He's already fought twice. He fought in January. Now he fought this time. He's going to fight 3 times, buddy. He's going to show all the other welterweights and fighters under Al Haymon to say, no, I want to fight 2-3 times this year, but they never really fight 3. He's going to show them. He's really going to fight. Rick in Denver, Colorado, talk to us.
Hey, guys. You know, I personally, I like the Vargas fight for Spence just because Khan is going to go over to Crawford possibly. And I think that Crawford and Khan fight is a total fight for casuals. That is going to be a fucking 2-round, maybe 6-minute fucking fight total. Khan is going to be done so quick. But the thing is, I think Aram wants to promote that ESPN Plus shit. He's going to get people to come over and watch his ESPN Plus fight with his American and English fighter on it. And I think that's just a bigger ploy for Crawford to gain more views so that when he does fight
Crawford ain't gaining no views.
That's going to be...
People signed up to the
you
app.
You don't think if he fights
people
Khan, he's going
to
get more
views?
People
signed up to the app and have already canceled, bro. People have already canceled. Not to mention ESPN charged people after 7 days. They didn't even wait.
Rick's point is, do you think that more people will watch a Crawford-Khan fight or a Spence-Vargas fight on TV versus the app?
Correct.
I think that it'll end up being the same number and Spence will still do more because Crawford's on the app.
It'll probably even now, in my opinion.
But I see.
So you're telling me.
You're telling me that there's.
Hold on a minute, Rick. You're telling me there's already 800,000 to 900,000 boxing fans on that app, Matt?
Well, Spence is.
Spence is going to do those numbers.
Spence is not doing those numbers with Vargas. He's never done those numbers.
Nah, he's doing those numbers.
I'm telling you, he's never
done those numbers.
What did
he
do over the weekend?
National TV. Well, we don't know that yet.
He's never done those numbers on Showtime, and he's fighting on Showtime next.
Okay, he's never done those numbers on Showtime. He opened up the year in January. January's notorious for only having one fight. Okay, so that's okay. But what was his numbers in January?
Coming numbers against
off season for boxing.
He has never done above 700,000.
All right. That's good though. 700 is good.
Crawford,
he's going up.
We did a show that he's not a star in January.
If Crawford steps in the ring with Khan and it goes longer than two rounds, he has got some serious fucking trouble with Errol Spence. Because if Danny Garcia can put down Amir Khan in four rounds, Crawford should be doing it in 2 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, tops. And if he cannot do that, I think everybody's really going to see who the true A-side is in this fight. Errol Spence is going to be the man between him and Crawford if Crawford cannot take out Khan in a sentence.
So you had absolutely no thoughts on Errol versus Vargas. You just like Crawford-Khan, huh?
No, I said that is a good fight just because Khan is going over to Crawford. I would like Khan first time. But it sounds like he's going to go fight Crawford.
I wish we had more time to ask you, why would you want Khan for Spence? That just seems like such an easy fight for Spence. He would break.
Well, I mean, the same. Ed brought up like the Victor Ortiz, like just for terms of putting seat, like asses in seats and selling tickets and getting viewership. You bring in Victor Ortiz, right? Well, I think Rick's point is that Khan represents the biggest viewership money beside all the big names right now.
We made that clear on last show, and that's what I'm saying. We don't work for the promoters. We work for the boxers.
No, I understand, but Rick's saying like Crawford Khan's going to get all this viewership and he's going to probably get more. That's his opinion. He probably wished that Spence got that instead because maybe he likes Spence more and saying that, hey, Spence's not getting that big fight, that big check. So if he's not getting that, Jesse Vargas is kind of the only guy out there right now.
True. I think that, I mean, I don't know, man. I was going to say maybe Omar has a better drawing power than Vargas.
Maybe in Texas. But not on TV.
Vargas has like 64,000 IG followers, and he fought Pacquiao. It's just like...
How many does Omar have? Let's do the test.
No, but Omar's notorious for not being on social media. He's never... Like, that's not his thing. It's like, he's worse than Ward. I don't even think he has one anymore. I'm telling you. Check it, though.
I'm not going to check it. I believe you.
Did we... Okay, we got 908-414. 908-414. Hang up. Call back in, baby. You got the Machine Gun Kelly going on.
That was so bad.
214.
This is Roger from Texas.
Roger, Texas. Holla.
Roger Dodger.
All right, cool. So, in terms of numbers and all of that, between Figueroa and Vargas, I think, obviously, Vargas would be higher numbers for Spence. But in terms of for Khan and Figueroa and Vargas, quality of a fighter. All I got to say is watch Vargas versus Broner again. Vargas versus Broner again, Spence is gonna take him out. Spence is going to take him out because Vargas, at one point, like between middle of the rounds, I was actually thinking Broner can actually take this dude out. I mean, he held in, but it's not gonna be as durable as you may think, because Spence is obviously a bigger puncher than Broner. He's just a better puncher overall.
So let me ask you,
take him out.
Do you prefer Vargas over Urdani Ulgas, who fought on the undercard of Errol Spence Ocampos, and he also fought on the other undercard of Lamont Peterson Errol Spence when he defeated Ray Robinson?
Over Vargas? Nah, I wouldn't prefer that. Same thing as Spence was saying, just legacy. Right. It wouldn't be good on his legacy. I mean, Ugas isn't really, he was barely put onto the number two spot for the IBF rankings back in, like, it was like, I think a month after it was, or a few days, a month, I don't even know, a few months after Ocampo, the fight with Ocampo was made. So, you know, he wasn't really a known fighter. He's not really a known fighter to the big community. So overall, he wouldn't be doing this better.
Well, all right, Roger.
For Spence's legacy.
All right, brother. If you got anything else, let us know.
I just muted him. I'm sorry. I thought you were signing off right there. My bad.
Is that Georgie?
Yeah, that's Georgie.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form, my dude? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, you want a great show? Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo, what's happening, people? Yo, Mr. Gibb, I want to ask you a question, bro. Don't get mad at me. All right, let's keep this shit civilized. And we agree on that. Yo, yo.
Yeah, I think Ness agrees to that.
Man, I get petrified. Listen, I just want to know if Eddie Hearns and Bob Arum declare war against Al Haymon. If this is what's going to happen, let's cut the bullshit. Just let me know what's goody.
No, we're talking Vargas versus Errol Spence.
You know what? I'll call Haymon.
Yeah, and we know what's going on behind the scene. Let's go to the porn, all this bullshit talk. Like, what's up? Eddie Hearn and Bob Arum fucking tight team against Al Haymon fighters. Yes or no? What's good?
That has nothing to do with Spence Vargas.
No clue what you're talking
nothing
about.
Nothing to do with done. Okay, we see the conversation.
Georgie. What was the question?
Is Bob Arum and Eddie Hearn tight teaming against Al Haymon fucking fighters? Who gives a fuck? Over there, Mr. Gibbs. I know you're gonna leave so fucking nice, sleepless. It's on your destiny, buddy. Call karma. I'm out here, everybody.
What did you even say right there? That made no sense.
It's in your destiny. He thinks he's part of the Star Wars.
Yo, it's your karma. What the fuck? I'll call Al Haymon in the break. You know, I hit up the boss, see what's up. Don't worry about it.
Every time Georgie comes, he at least rages the energy. Did we go to that 908?
Yeah, that was the one that was all fucked up. We're not going back to
703.
Come on, Zoe.
586. Zoe. Zoe's dad. Zoe with the muted phone.
He's singing over there. We're good. We're out of here.
Yo, don't forget to subscribe because we might be back.
Oh, we're definitely going to be back at 7 p.m. for Untitled on patreon.com/TheBoxingBoys.
Holy shit. They call Matt Al Haymon.
Yeah, they call me his nephew, which I think is hilarious. That's hilarious. I'll take that.
Oh, final thoughts. The division is getting thin, you know? these guys, we can't expect them to have three fights a year and face all top five opposition, because someone will be retiring. You know, like if Danny Porter fought, then the winner fought Earl, you know, someone's taking a year off, you know? So, well, not someone, probably Danny, right? Or Porter, because Earl's the one with the fucking rest, you know? Earl's the one not having to go in. I mean, he had one round, like, you know what I'm saying? And you're calling him to get another round with Vargas. People are thinking that the fucking the first round knockout ratio is going to increase. Who knows? I know if he fights Vargas, we going to Texas this time.
Oh, we are?
I mean, come on. It was Ocampos, bro. And after seeing that he got him out of there in one round, I was so happy I did it. Like, flights and hotel cost more. We cost more. Please. No way.
That would have been a huge loss, like, money-wise.
Yeah, it was nothing there. It was nothing. It was in and out. And, you know, no way, Jose.
It was so bad. I'll
tell you what, though. We'll talk about it on Title. Remind me to bring it up. Actually, we'll just bring it up on Title. But the post that we put on YouTube for the 5-City Tour, a lot of feedback.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. We put on our YouTube channel. If TBV went on a 5-City Tour, where would we go? What I can tell you for sure is if we don't do 5 cities and we only did one, Dallas is number one. I can tell you that. Based off what I've seen, Dallas for sure. I'm not saying LA and New York isn't just as thick, but I don't know. The word Dallas stuck out to me so much. You know, we would have to find Coleman, make sure it's not the same person.
Yo, this is so great. I can't wait to watch this. Shout out to Aaron Cantu, man. He's been dropping a lot of content on the YouTube channel. So if you're listening on podcast, definitely go check out youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. I forgot he did these interviews in the hotel room after the StubHub event for the Chivas event. And I can't wait to watch Nestor Gibbs' response to Bias Stigma on The Boxing Voice.
Oh, look, he got Info Joe.
he got Info Joe there giving him the shine. Yo, Joe looking good with that white, you know, polo.
Shout out to the YouTube channel. 75,667 subscribers. So if you haven't subscribed, do so. If you have not done so already, don't forget the backup channel is youtube.com/Nestor Gibbs and the main channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO.
Yo, I can't find this poster. Can you post it on Patreon too, or like Facebook, or like at The Boxing Voice, you know, stuff like that, maybe?
You got to go to the community.
Send it to me, Ness, and I'll post it. Don't worry, I'll do that.
Maybe I wanted to do that, but it's not allowed to share.
The poster?
Yeah, let me see.
Is it just a picture? You can just send me the JPEG.
I think it's only a fucking a mobile app thing, because I can't even find it on the desktop, see?
I don't know what you're talking about, but definitely, whatever you do, send it to me if you can. I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TBV, all platforms. Mixed Combat Radio, my MMA podcast, and all platforms as well. Peace.
Adios.